David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is Stacey from The Advisor, and today I'm very excited because we have an amazing guest on our show today. It's Christopher Stilson. He is an amazing medium, psychic, and he works off of the energies of people. He does energy therapy and lots of other things, and he has helped thousands of people with his true natural talent, his gift that he was given. So before we begin, I just want to give a quick shout out to Happy Wellness Expo. They are sponsoring this episode, and they are doing an expo in Livingston, New Jersey. They'll have over 100 exhibitors, and anyone is welcome to come. All the information will be in the description box, and you know, feel free to give them a call if you'd like to be one of the exhibitors, or if you just want information on how to get there or so forth. All that information is there. So I look forward to seeing you there. I'll be there. And now we're going to go to Christopher because I'm very excited to have you on the show today. So tell everybody exactly about a little about yourself and what you do.
So I'm a renowned psychic medium. I am a transformational leader, a international best-selling author, a diamond feng shui consultant, and an energy therapist. Also, as a spiritual teacher, I love teaching people. One of my favorite things to do in life. And I usually like to do my psychic medium readings are my favorite thing. I love connecting with people. I love connecting with energy. I do it all the time out in public. You know, I have helped hundreds and thousands of people all over the world. I've read people in Korea, Las Vegas, Texas, and numerous other places. And I do readings by phone, video, and or in person, obviously. And it's just wonderful that I do my best to try to help people because that's my true purpose in life. You know, my calling. I've always done it throughout my childhood. And as I got older and connected with my spirit guide, Anna, even further, she has led me on this path of discovery myself for other people.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, I'm a very spiritual person myself. And one of the questions I was curious about is that a lot of people connect with their spiritual guide and they learn who their spiritual guide is. Is there a specific way of learning who your spiritual guide is? Like, how did you know the person was Anna? Did the name come to you? Or was there some type of spiritual message or symbolism? Or did it come in your dreams? How did you know?
So a little background about Anna first is that I met her through traumatic experiences in my life. Mm-hmm. My mother was in an abusive relationship, and while the man was screaming in her face, I began to cry. I was 4 years old, and I went behind the love seat, and this woman appeared out of nowhere, and she looked at me and she goes, "Your life's about to change. Just listen to me." And she smiled and then vanished. Ever since then, I heard this voice in the back of my head that was just kind of guiding me in different directions. Yeah. And all of that stuff. And it took me a while to actually get used to her. I was actually having some issues through middle school. I actually diagnosed myself with schizophrenia because I didn't want to deal with any of it whatsoever.
Right.
So then after a while, I was having another panic attack in the beginning of high school. And when I was having this panic attack, I out loud said, you know, "I want this anxiety to go away." And the voice came back and said, "Well, if you would just listen to me, I can help you." And she gave me these pointers on how to help myself with this anxiety. And my anxiety came from channeling. That was the problem. So she pretty much taught me how to channel. So when I started channeling, the anxiety went away. So then I started getting to know her a little bit better. And what she does with me is I made it a rule. She's the only one that's allowed to talk to me because it sounds like a high-pitched ring or a chirping noise.
Right.
So she's the only one that's allowed to talk. So what happened is I started asking questions. And I one day said, "What is your name? I never caught your name." And she said, "Anna." And so that's how I was getting information from her. And what I love is that everybody here in the physical world, we all have spirit guides.
Yes.
And our spirit guides are literally kind of like our best friends on the other side.
Yeah.
And what happens with that is that we don't know our spirit guides in the physical world. We've never met them. A
Right.
lot of people all the time go, "Is my mom my spirit guide? My grandma my spirit guide?" Well, who guided you to the day they died? You had to have someone there. So what happens is you choose your spirit guide before coming here.
I see.
And this person's supposed to help you throughout life. And the best way to connect with them is literally to relax your mind and body, because the more relaxed you are, the more information you'll get.
Yes.
And just start asking questions. Spirit guide, what is your name? Spirit guide, what do you look like? Spirit guide, and you'll start either seeing symbols, you'll start hearing things, maybe feeling things,
Yeah.
and then don't second guess that. Just go with it.
Right. All right, that is great information because, I feel sometimes that I have multiple spirit guides. I feel like I have a cluster of people over me. And, sometimes I wonder because a lot of people I know who are spiritual, who are very connected to the universe, they know who their spiritual guides are. And I always wondered because I always, for myself, I always, how do you know their name? How is it through dreams or is it through visualizations or just like you said, it could be just it comes to your head all of a sudden. So that's great info. Now, you do this on a daily basis. You said you give lots of readings. Like, where did this passion come from? Like, did you have this gift when you were younger, or was this something that over time it really developed into something very strong and then you started to really evolve spiritually as time went on?
So I've always had it. My mom raising me, she kind of went a little insane with me saying, "Who's this woman?" Or, "What is this about?" Or, "What is that about?" Or one time I knew that I was getting a laptop for Christmas,
Yeah.
when I was younger. But so I've always had it. I've always, everyone's born with it, but then we start
Yeah.
to block it out. Mine has always been open. And what I find very interesting with people is that they tend to be afraid of their own gift because they've seen things before. So that's why they
Yeah.
block it out, or society makes them block it out.
Yeah.
So I've always had it. I've always been open with it. I've always connected with it. Like I said, though, when I was in middle school, I didn't want anything to do with it. I diagnosed myself with schizophrenia, going, "This isn't real."
Yeah.
And how it became more of me doing readings every day, all day long, and I do shows and events, I travel and things like that. Is because when I was younger, I wanted to be an actor so badly. And I just couldn't remember my lines. You try having dead people talk to you and fill your head up with things, you can't remember anything,
Oh my God, yeah.
it's extra, So what happened was I was sitting on bed and I was very upset that I couldn't. And I said to this, Anna, I said, "I really want to remember my lines. Is there any way that you can help me remember my lines?"
Yeah.
And she goes, "Chris, you're going to be on stage, but it's not as an actor. You're not supposed to be an actor." And I go, "What do you mean by that?" And I was like very disappointed. Like I
Yeah.
was upset. And sure enough, she was right. I am on stage, but it's
Right.
for shows and lectures and teachings and
Yeah.
readings. So I absolutely love that. But what happened was I worked at a factory, and I worked there for 3 years. I was very depressed working there. And Anna told me that I should start doing readings on the side for a little bit.
Right.
So I said, "Sure, why not? Let's just do a little bit of readings."
Yeah.
So I started doing readings after work, two or three, maybe every other day or whatever.
Right.
And to be honest, I was doing mini readings at my mom's house when I was younger. I started doing readings technically when I was 16, but didn't do them much.
Right.
But then I started doing them, the part time. And then after my 3 years of being, after my 3 years of being at this place, I woke up one day and Anna said, "Get ready." And I'm like, "For what? I'm just getting ready for work." She did
Yeah.
not answer me. Didn't answer me. So what happened is I went to work and they were doing a plant meeting. And this plant meeting was on a Friday, which was very odd because they only did the first Wednesday of the month. And out of the 3 years, it was always the first Wednesday of the month. And I was like, "This is weird." So I went in there and they were, telling us about numbers and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, then they said, "We want to do a voluntary layoff. You can be laid off if you get chosen, if you volunteer, and you get 2 months off, no pay and everything like that, but you would come back with the same position, same hours, and yada yada yada." I signed up and surprisingly I was chosen. I took the 2 months off. I started doing my readings full time for the 2 months and I built my clientele, never went back. So in
Wow.
2 months I built everything and I've been doing readings now full time for probably 8 years.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, I feel like everything happens for a reason. Like, I always had the mentality that everything we go through in life, there is a purpose. There is a reason why we go through everything, and it's to mold us. And whether it's in this life or the next life, or there are reasons why I feel like we go through everything in life. What's your intake from your own spiritual guidance and your own spiritual knowledge? How do you feel? Because sometimes people say, why me? Why me? Why are these obstacles happening? And how do you feel about that?
So, sadly, what I talk about all the time for people is that we write our own lives out. People get so angry about that.
Yeah.
So, we actually chart things. It's the Akashic Records. So we choose every single thing that's going to happen in our lives, from our parents, our siblings, marriage, health, career, finance. We choose it all. Now, there is a thing called option lines, and that's usually something that we don't write in our chart. We just go, I'll deal with that when I get over there.
Yeah.
So there are option lines. And then of course we have free will here too. So it's not like we follow everything down to a T.
Okay.
But we do have free will. And what happens with this is that when you think about it, as you get older, when you become more spiritually aware and whatnot, you can sit there going, why is this happening to me? And then you realize, when I was three, I remember I looked at this, blah, 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 and then it rippled into this, and then it rippled into that. So when you do things in your chart, it's all part of a path.
Right.
And I find it very interesting because there's things that I sit here looking at and I'm like, oh.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
That's why that happened to me then, because it had to be now when I realized this or learned this,
Yeah.
or this is what I learned from it, because it's all part of life lessons. We're
Right.
literally here as a school. We come here, learn, and then we shut up and go home. That's just what
Right.
it
That's
is.
how I always looked at it too. I looked at the as Earth as a boot camp. Basically, it's lessons learned, and we become stronger, and we learn the lessons, and molds us into a better person, you know, or it gives us it. Maybe we feel like certain things didn't do us well, but in every negative thing that happens, there's always something positive you could pull out of it. So then you pull out all the positive things, and you just created a positive characteristic of your whole self. And I feel like that it, you take that and you, it's you, when you cross over, it's basically to get us ready for whatever's next. You know, whatever, you know, that the thing is that, you know, they say that for me, when I went to, like I was telling you before the show, I went to a Reikiist, and she was able to see, you know, different areas of where I was before, and she said that I was 8 light years away, that I chose to come back to Earth. And I was joking around with you. I said, why the hell would I do that? You know, and I was like, so it's like, you know, it seems like they get us ready for something else, and that, or we choose to come back because there's a purpose for us to come back to this planet. And you know, that's the kind of interpretation I got from her, was that, you know, we learn things as our spirit evolves and goes to these different places. And then sometimes we choose to come back, and we're here for a purpose. There is a meaning, a reason why we're here. Like, what's your intake? Do you feel like whatever it, if we go light years away, wherever our energies go, wherever if they're, you know, wherever they evolve, you know, is there a purpose? Do you believe that there is a purpose? There is a reason why we come back to Earth, and there is a reason why we go to other places.
Yeah, so there's actually a few purposes for us. So the first big major purpose is because we're trying to perfect ourselves and we're also trying to perfect ourselves for God. We're also learning for God because God's all knowing. So what happens is, as we are, everything down to you getting dressed or how you're driving your car
Yeah.
gets faxed to Him, which I absolutely love that. So that's like the main purpose, is for learning and the learning experience and perfecting ourselves. The other reason is because there's also many purposes. So in our lifetime, we may want to have a purpose of learning from hard love, or we want to learn from a hard career. So there's always those many things. And in many lifetimes, there'll be many different things you want to learn from or what you want to do. When I was told by Anna that this is my 38th life in the physical world, I was very upset. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, am I not perfect enough? And it's not the fact that we're not perfect enough. It's actually because we want to keep perfecting. And we all get reincarnated about 50, 40 to 50 times, believe it or not. It's 40 to 50 times. And there is some incidences where I see people with a little bit more, but they're very eager souls that want to continue. I call those extra credit souls. They want extra credit. There's not a lot of those, but there is extra credit. But then, believe it or not, there's souls that we call chickens because they've never incarnated. They rather learn on the other side. They don't want to. And what I find very funny too is that they call Earth on the other side the asylum of all planets to incarnate on, because this is actually the hardest and worst planet to incarnate on.
I believe it. I believe it. And I remember, like, my when I went to the Great Kiss, she said that my husband never left the planet Earth, that he's been on Earth this whole time. So however long he's been on Earth, that's he's been here, and he hasn't experienced the light years away. And but then if a person passes, aren't we supposed to, I guess you get reincarnated, but you're reincarnated in a different life on the planet Earth, and you don't, what makes it different that some people stay on Earth and some people evolve, they cross over, and they might go somewhere else in the universe?
It all depends on what they want to learn,
Oh, I
and
see.
how experienced their life, their souls are.
Okay.
And so obviously, like I said, this is like the same asylum of all planets to go on because it's
Yeah.
always the hardest. So when we, from my understanding and what Anna has taught me, is that our souls here come here because it is harder, and we are more of troopers to be here to learn through those hard situations,
Okay.
because we are more advanced and ready for those harder situations.
Okay.
So it all depends on how your soul is and how advanced your soul is.
Oh, I see. I see. Now, when it comes to, like, auras, like, a lot of people, we have different color auras, and they represent different things. Can you explain about the energies and the auras? Because I was doing some reading. I haven't finished yet, but I know that we all have certain auras. We heard, see, when you look at each individual, certain colors come out more vibrantly, and they see more. One person might have maybe like a white aura. One might have an orange aura. Can you explain the different energies and auras and explain what they represent for people? Because I think people, they hear dips and dabs of things, and they don't completely understand. But I think, we have a lot of skeptics and we have a lot of believers. But I think if people are more understanding, and they might under open themselves up to a whole new world that is amazing.
So aura is actually a scientific thing now too. People actually can see them through certain lenses and pictures, the aura and energy field. So with an aura, I don't see auras with my eyes. I see them through the third eye, where I can see. They just show they spirit will show me images of colors. There are people that are gifted that will see the whole aura around people. Now, an aura is actually the spiritual energy field. It's where your energy is yourself, and these auras can actually change depending on your mood and how you feel or what you're doing in life. So when we go into, so when I look at people and I see a certain color or I'm feeling it, because a lot of people feel auras. And that's where people can, like, when they go into a grocery store and they walk past someone, they go, oh, I don't like that. It's because they're feeling the aura of someone. And with these auras, when we're at a higher vibration, a higher vibrational aura, that's where life feels like it's falling into place. We're guided differently. We're open to spirit. We're channeling differently. When you go into a lower vibration, which could be a lot of the like grays and things like that, that is where you're dealing with human stuff, which is the grief, depression, anxiety, and things like that. And your aura affects you physically as well. So when you do have a higher vibrational aura, you feel healthier, vibrant, well. When you
Yeah.
go into a lower vibration, this can cause immune system issues. This can cause issues with kidneys, thyroid, organs overall. It can create cancer sometimes with a lower vibrational energy. And a lot of people too, I want to jump to that real quick, is that
Yeah.
people all the time say to me, well, I don't, I, why would I chart cancer? Well, when you chart your health, you can choose cancer, yes, but you want to learn through that experience. But not all the time people choose the cancer in their chart. Our vibration can cause that.
Okay.
So when you, for example, when you're having a lot of fears and anxiety, you might develop issues with your kidneys.
Okay.
And that's because our organs store energy as well because of our auras.
Yeah.
And so when you're having issues with fear and anxiety, it affects the kidneys. It
Okay.
it overreacts with the kidneys. And that's why people have like kidney failure, kidney stones, things like that. And the gallbladder, I laugh at this all the time because I'll look at people and be like, wow, they store a lot of anger. And then I'll be like, do you still have your gallbladder? And they're like, no, it got removed. No wonder, because the gallbladder stores anger. And when you're internalizing your anger, the gallbladder will flare up. And that's why some people have to get it removed.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. It's funny because I feel like I feel the auras. I've never seen the colors, and that's why I started doing some reading on it, because I really wanted to see the colors. But when I go near people, I feel their auras.
You'll feel it.
I feel their emotions. Like, I know what they're feeling inside. I don't have to talk to them. I don't have to get to know their whole story. It's like I just can feel it, but I've never seen the colors like you're talking about. And I was always interested, oh, how can you get to that level where you could actually start to see the colors? Can you get to that level, or is this some people are just kind of they're bought they're just they're made to just feel it, or they just maybe they could practice and they could open up? Because you said we really have any we could really develop into any level. Everybody has the ability. It's how open we are and how we practice, correct?
Yeah, so you can develop connecting with things. Sometimes I do somewhat worry about people that see auras all the time because that could also be a sign of stigmatism.
Okay.
So they have to be aware of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that people that do see auras are all crazy, but what I'm saying is make sure you be aware that it could be a problem with your eyes.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
But the best way to do so is continue to open up further and
Right.
know what clair you work with most, because there's five different clairs: the
Okay.
clairsentient, claircognizant, clairvoyance, clairaudient, and then I can't remember the fifth clair, but it's smell and taste. So it's either you hear things, see things, know things, feel things, smell and taste things, because that's this spiritual way of connecting. So the clairvoyance is clear sight. So that's where the that's if you enhance that area, it's a big possibility you enhance the seeking of or the seeing of auras.
Gotcha.
With me being clear, because I am very clairvoyant, I get images in my head while I'm doing my readings a lot about
Yeah.
things that I have to talk to people.
Right.
I've never seen the aura still though, which I've always questioned. If I'm very clairvoyant, why can't I see an aura? But I'm
Right.
assuming it's because I am supposed to tap into it a different way than other
Yeah.
people might too. People don't people it's because people all the time, well, they say, well, I would love to be a psychic and whatnot. And I love that when people want to be spiritual. I love when they want to connect and read people, go for it. I always tell people, try it out. It doesn't,
Yeah.
it's not a big problem. But if your chart doesn't say that you're supposed to be a psychic, you won't end up as a psychic
Okay.
because we're learning through all those experiences. You can still read people. Like I said, everyone's born gifted like that. But that's another reason why it kind of lowers sometimes in people because their chart says they're not supposed to use that. They're
I
supposed
see.
to go on more the scientific way or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's pretty interesting, you know, and you are also talking about that you are trying to create, you have right now where you have different services, like where you're doing something new. You said you ha it's like 33% of, explain deeper because it sounded very interesting, but you kind of just briefed on it before the show and I was just wanting you to get more deep into it. So you have like these different services. Tell me about them.
So we are actually born in the physical world, everyone was, with three types of lucks. We call them lucks. There's the heaven luck, human luck, and earth luck. Excuse me. And each one of those lucks is actually 33.3% of your manifesting. So when you work on all three of them, you're actually tapping into 99.9% of your manifesting. So you're creating your life overall. And the first luck that we work on is the earth luck. And that earth luck is feng shui. So I'm a feng shui consultant. I help people with the feng shui. I was taught by Marie Diamond, who is a famous feng shui master. If you ever heard of the book The Secret, she was actually in the documentary. So
Oh,
Marie Diamond was
really?
actually, so she was in the documentary of it. And I actually was taught by her. I wrote a book with her, which I absolutely loved. But so the earth luck is the feng shui. So you're energy of what your environment is bringing into you is a real thing. So if you have a lot of darker colors or like maybe pictures that make you feel depressed, you're sending a message out to the universe and your subconscious. I want more depression. That's what I want, is more depression.
Yeah.
So you have to be aware of what your surroundings are. And believe it or not, too, everyone's born with a certain energy number, 1 through 9. I'm a seven,
Oh.
which is known as the advisor. I love it. And in this energy number, everyone has four best directions. You have a success direction, wisdom direction, and you have a relationship direction and a health direction. And with those directions, you activate them and they bring in better energy for those areas.
Wow.
So when I first started feng shui, I thought it was the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Really?
I was like, I really don't want to look into this. And Anna's like, how about you just try it? And if you don't like it, you can stop. And I'm like, whatever. So what happened was I moved a mirror because I looked up feng shui, and the first thing that was brought up was mirrors. And I moved a mirror, and because it was in the wrong position, and I slept like a baby. And I was like, no, that can't be right. So then I was talking to my friend, and she's like, well, have you ever heard of Marie Diamond? I said, no. So I look at Marie Diamond, and she talks about power position. So I actually put my desk in power position, and when I put my desk in power position, 12 people booked in with me in 5 minutes, right
No
after I
way.
moved it. And I was like, I almost peed myself at that point. I was like, what? So then I found out about the energy numbers and our direction. So then I said, you know what? I'm going to test this one more time.
Yeah.
So I activated my success direction in my office space because there's three rooms you should mainly look at: your office, living room, and bedroom. Each represents something different. So your office is obviously your career.
Right.
So I activated my success direction in my office space. After I activated my success direction in my office space, I was actually offered six big events in 1 month, which led me to my
Really?
first personal on-stage live show.
Oh,
And
wow.
then I wrote a book with Marie Diamond, which went number one bestseller in 1 hour in 8 different countries.
No way.
So then I got hooked and I studied it and I became a consultant. I mean, for crying out loud, I traveled to LA and I had a cake with Marie Diamond in her house. And I was like, I can't believe this, you know?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
So yeah, the feng shui is what you should work on first, is your literal environment, who you bring around you, what you bring around you,
Right.
and all of that stuff. You want more money, put a little bit more gold in your foyer. You want, you know, there's certain things you can do.
Yeah.
So then the second one is your human luck. Now, going back real quick to earth luck, when you work on earth luck, it actually ripples into the other two. So you really don't have to do much with the other two, but it does ripple in, but you still have to work in certain areas. So your human
Yeah.
luck is your reaction to things. What I love is that Bob Proctor teaches about the human luck a lot. He doesn't talk about human luck. He doesn't say
Right.
human luck, but he talks about your reaction to things and the mindset.
Yeah.
So that is literally what your human luck is your mindset and how you're reacting to everything,
Yeah.
which is absolutely fascinating. And then your heaven luck is your guidance. So what you do is where you listen to that intuition. You're guided in a certain way. So you're tapping into that heaven luck because you're being guided. So you're tapping into that 33.3 already.
Right.
And that's what the heaven luck is connecting with it. They say heaven luck is actually your destiny and your chart on the other side. That's what your heaven
Yeah.
luck is. But the way to use it or the way to do it is to tap into your guides, spirit, all of that stuff, and be guided through that chart. And that
Yeah.
is the other 33.3. So altogether, I work with people with all three of those lucks. So I can work with their heaven luck with my psychic medium readings. I
Right.
work with their human luck with my transformational coaching and energy therapy. And
Yeah.
then, of course, the earth luck with the feng shui.
Wow. So explain to me the feng shui. That was that when you started to reposition things and different things started to happen. So how does that make an impact? Is it the energy, the points of certain things that are being redirected? It's putting out different types of energies. Is that what it exactly is about?
So your house is a 3D vision board.
Okay.
And so whatever you put in your house, you're sending out to the universe. So if you have a lot of clutter around you, you're sending out a message to the universe going, I'm cluttered. I want a cluttered life. I want chaos.
Yes.
things like that. Now, chi energy starts at your front door. So that's the good energy.
Yeah.
And when it comes in, it flows through your house. And what you want to do with feng shui is there certain directions where you want to place certain things because it's like an acupuncture to help that chi energy flow through your house properly.
Yeah.
So, for example, my success direction is the Northwest. The Northwest is Heaven's Gates, which I find funny being a psychic medium having the Heaven's Gates as my, success direction. I love it. So in the Northwest, you can have silvers. You can have a picture of you and your father. You have a picture of you being a father, because it's also known as the father direction. You can have angels. You can have whites and grays, obviously. So in that direction, you can have those areas. So that is the acupuncture that helps that chi energy go. Here we go, but at the same time, I can't put any red in that direction because red represents fire and you can't have fire at Heaven's Gates. So the fire has to go in another area of the home or a different side. Do you understand what I mean?
I'm getting there. I'm getting it's a lot of information.
When I first studied it was so much. My mom's like, don't tell me how to do it. Just talk, just, you just do it. That's what my mom said. You just do it. But so you don't want to like mess up the direction. So for example, your north is water. So as you're in the north area, that's water. You don't want to put any fire in there because it can actually create steam in your career or things like that. So it actually represents things. So for example, too, let's talk about mirrors real quick. You should never have a mirror in your bedroom directly across from your bed. So you should never see the bed. So the reason for this is because when you're sleeping at night, that mirror reflects your tiredness and makes you more tired. When you're sick in bed, it's reflecting the sickness. It's not making you heal fast enough. And then on top of that, when you're laying there next to your husband or romantic partner, it's actually doubles the amount of people. And that's what causes some affairs and cheating with people, because it's doubling the amount of people coming into your relationship.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I feel like I should be taking notes because this is so interesting. It's so much information to take in.
It's beautiful though. It's life-changing. Like I said, I didn't believe in it. And then I started doing a whole bunch of stuff with like each of my directions. And I was actually having some health issues at some point. And I'm like looking at my bedroom because your bedroom represents your romantic relationship and your health. So I'm looking at my bedroom going, what is it that's causing me health problems? And in my health direction is where my master bathroom is. And your bathroom has actually bad feng shui. So I actually had to learn that I had to keep the bathroom door shut to keep my health up.
So you should keep your bathroom door shut, and the and for your romantic relationship, it's not good to have a mirror across from your bed.
You shouldn't have a mirror across your bed at all because it would cause yourself more health issues if you're sick or if you're tired. But yeah, for your romantic relationships, it can double the amount of people causing affairs and cheating.
And it could also affect your health.
It affects your health.
Oh my God, my dresser has a mirror on it. I think I might detach it tonight.
You well, if you want to test it out first to see how you sleep and stuff, just cover the mirror with like a sheet or something
Okay.
just to test it for you. But yeah, so you don't want to have a mirror. And there's like other things too where for example, your foyer or your front door whenever you walk in, that is where your money comes. So the chi energy comes there first, and that's where your money comes. So if you have a lot of shoes that are sitting there, you're actually cluttering your money where you won't make enough money. You move those
Really?
shoes. You move those shoes and clean it up a little bit, you will start seeing money coming in.
I'm gonna move those shoes. I have a shoe basket right next to my door that take everyone puts their shoes in.
They say that you should like put it in a closet. So if you have a closet right near there, put it in the
Yeah.
closet. But the shoes are bad, like it's bad feng shui to have shoes out. Put those away. You shouldn't have well, for example, with your family, your living room represents your family. And if you ever like, if you're sitting there and you're going, wow, my kids are 40 years old and haven't moved out yet. If you sit there and you look at your living room and you're like, well, I love my pictures. And it's like your kid, if it's your children, but they're still as children, they're not going to move out because it's sending the universe out a message saying, I want my kids to always be kids. So if you move those pictures and you just tuck them away and you put a picture of them as their age now, you'll see them walk up to you going, oh, I'm going to move out now.
Oh, wow. And
Yeah,
what
it's
was
all based on your. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, it's all based on energy. So it's all based on like the, like I said, 3D vision board. It's literally everything down to it is causing whatever your life is about.
Oh, that's so interesting. And what did you say about money? That you said you booked five things because you changed your desk and you changed the area.
So I put my desk in power position. Power position is where you can see the main door of the room when you're sitting at your desk. Because people all the time have your desk up against the wall or window. And what happens with that is your opportunities don't come through walls or windows, they come through the door. So you have to face the door and you have to be able to see it.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. So when you teach these classes, you're teaching them step by step how to learn all three and how to incorporate it into their daily lives as well.
Well, so I do teach portions of it. There is actually going to be a program that I'm actually creating where people can work on all three with me,
Oh, very cool.
which is going to be amazing. But typically what it is if they're like, well, I feel like I need to work on my heaven luck, then they can say book in with a psychic reading. So they can book in for psychic reading. Or if they need help with their human luck, they would come in for the transformational coaching. And then the feng shui is where people can come. So it all based on what they feel needed to draw into. And as they get connected, they get guided and helped.
Oh, wow. Very cool. I like this. And you have all these different programs on your website. I assume I saw your website and I saw that you had a tab for like programs and things like that. So you have all everything that you offer. Name some of the things you offer so people know.
So I do the psychic medium readings. I do psychic parties, small groups parties. I do the transformational coaching. I do the energy therapy, which is like Reiki and IET, which is integrated energy therapy. I kind of combine those, so it depends on what you need from me. I look at you going, well, I feel like you need more of a deeper cleanse or this. So I do that, and then I do the feng shui. So I can feng shui your home, I can feng shui your business, I can actually feng shui for real estate, which means if you want to sell a house, I can feng shui that house and set it up to make it so it sells for you. Or if you want to find a home that's perfect feng shui for you, which feng shui is never perfect, but best feng shui for you, then I can actually go with you and I can see what the house looks like, the room's directions, and say, this house would be perfect for you to move into, or this house would give you this problem or that problem.
Oh wow, very cool. Very
Yeah.
cool. Wow. So when you do a cleansing, is that basically taking out all the negative energy out of that person? Like just kind of like cleansing them and just leaving positive energy and kind of doing it in that sense?
So for the energy therapy, I'm working with angels and angelic energy. And what I do is I go through and I clean out the aura, I clean out the chakras, organs, and things like that that I see some gunk around and things like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm replacing it with that angelic energy. So it's pretty much helping you have a reset of your energy and
Okay.
allowing you to feel more relaxed and I can breathe now, things like that.
Yeah. Now, when you were doing this, how did you know this was your purpose in life? Like, we go through different things in life and we realize as when we do things, like, wow, this is my purpose. This is my true purpose in life. Like, how did you know when that time was right, when you knew it was your true purpose?
So when I started doing the readings full time, after working at the fa that factory, that's when it clicked in because I felt like I was doing what I love to do, and that's helping people. And that's truly what people should do is when people tell me, Christopher, I don't feel like my career is going anywhere, blah, blah, blah. It's because you don't love your career. You should always love your career. You should always love what you're
Exactly.
doing.
Right.
So that's why I do what I do because when I work with people, I'll get numerous messages from people afterwards that say things like, "Thank you so much for helping me. You completely changed my life." And obviously, I always tell people, "Don't ever thank me, thank spirit, because I'm just the messenger. I don't
Yeah.
like to have the thank you. Spirit's all up here."
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, it's that life-changing. That life-changing, oh my, aha moment that I see in people's
Yeah.
eyes that make me feel good, that
Right.
makes me happy. And when I've had people that come in for readings and they message me afterwards going, Chris, I was literally thinking about committing suicide, or I was so upset about my life, and you completely turned that around for me, and I thank you so much for that. Like that touches me too, because I'm
Yeah.
helping people understand it's okay to be here. We may
Yeah.
not like it, trust me, 38 times I don't like it. But at the same time, we have to continue
Yeah.
and learn.
I would get like dreams that I am coming back again, and I'd actually wake up in the morning all stressed out, and it's like I would be like in my dream I would be fighting it, like no, I don't want to come back. No, I don't want to do this again. And then I would wake up and I would feel stressed, and I but it was whatever was happening, it was like like they want like it either it was a past regression, something that happened and then I came back and I didn't really want to, or it was but I felt like it was like it was a part of my life in my past, like it was something, it just seemed so, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you're an older soul anyways, honey, so you've been here numerous times and all of that stuff too. And what happens is t it's typical for older souls to have dreams of past lives. And it's very like how they say with kids, like night terrors. Like some children have very bad night terrors.
Yeah.
And people are always like, "Well, what's wrong with them?" They're dreaming of their past life. They're dreaming of
Yeah.
how they died, things like that. So we typically connect that way. And what's funny too is well, I'm talking to you, I'm connecting a little bit like I always do, but you actually astral project a lot as well. So your soul leaves your body while you're sleeping because you just don't want to be here. It's one of those things of I'm a free soul, I'm a free spirit.
Yeah.
So you travel a lot as you sleep, honey.
I remember I can remember a handful of times where I was sleeping, but I was flying, and it was not a normal feeling. It was like I can't even explain. It was like a free bird. It was like I was flying through the air, but I was not, I was like just going over stuff, and I was going through like passing over countries in seconds. Like it was just, but it was such a pleasurable, refreshing feeling. And I didn't want to come back. I was just like enjoying it. It was like, you know how they say sometimes when you cross over, it's a wonderful feeling. People who have, God forbid, you know, their heart stops and they almost died and they got resuscitated and they talk about this experience. Well, I felt like I was flying free like a bird, and I was just like just such a serenity, such a peaceful feeling, such a happiness that I can't even explain with.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
In a normal terminology that we used on Earth, it was just an amazing feeling. But I've only remembered a couple of them, like in you know, that I can remember, you know, personally. So this is something that I go through all the time.
So what happens
Wow.
is, and that's actually a typical astral projection, which I find so funny because that's actually a typical astral projection. But with you too, and anyone that does astral project overall, a lot of times we'll go to the other side and visit loved ones over there, and then we'll come back. And those are those times where you sit up in bed and you're like, I know I dreamt something, I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And it's very normal for that to happen because we're not allowed to remember anything that happens over there. So we
Right.
can go visit, but when we
Yeah.
come back, we're not allowed to know.
Oh, really? Because there's times that, like, I've had conversations, like, I have was sleeping, and I felt like I was having a conversation with someone that passed over, and they're talking away, and they're talking away, and they're talking away, and then I would wake up, and then maybe I'll remember a couple words. But I won't remember the conversation, but maybe like two or three words, or maybe a sentence or two, I remembered, but I couldn't tell you the whole conversation. And there are times where I felt like I've seen people, you know, like in clusters of people, and it was pretty amazing. And then, you know, I came back, and it's like, you know, I thought it meant something, and sometimes it didn't mean what I thought it meant, but, you know, I remember seeing it, you know. And I was just trying, I guess, trying to self-analyze what I thought I saw. But I have had times where people, they seem like they're talking right. I could hear their voice crystal clear in my ear. And then I'm just, you know.
Well, the thing though is that with that too, our loved ones are always around us. I love to tell people that they're always around us.
Yeah.
So sometimes they just like to pop in and visit. It may not be a sign. They're just saying, "Hey, I'm here. How are you?" You
Yeah.
know. So I, whenever I see now, I don't see my loved ones as much as I see everybody else's, which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Whenever I do see a loved one, I get so excited, and I feel full. My grandfather, his last name was Quackenbush. So my grandpa Quackenbush, he was actually my great grandpa. He passed away. When he first passed away, I would see him all the time.
Yeah.
And then I stopped seeing him. And I said to Anna, I said, "Why don't I see my grandfather? Can you get him for me?" And she
Yeah.
goes, "Oh, he's busy." That's all she said. "Oh, he's busy." And I said, "He's dead. What is he doing? You know, like what are they doing over there?"
Yeah, right.
And probably a month later, he shows up and he goes, I go, "Where have you been?" He said, "Oh, I'm training to be a spirit guide." I said, "Oh, good for you. You leave me in this hellhole and you're over there having a grand old time." And then probably a few months later after that, he shows up and I said, "Well, how's training going?" He goes, "Oh, I have a charge." And I always joke with people, I swear to you, I'm going to find whoever took my grandfather as a spirit guide and took him away from me, because he still visits me once in a while. But I'm going to find him. I'm going to kick his butt. Whoever it was, I'm gonna kick his butt.
I always wonder that, like, if they're a spirit guide and they're watching over us, but then they're traveling and they have regressed for lives, like how do they split themselves up? Let's say they were here before and they have a family that they previously have, then they came and they created their family with you, and then, you know, and then they pass over. It's, let's say they've been here many times. It's like, you know, do they just go when they hear themselves calling? Do they remember everybody? They remember all their lives once they go up there, you know?
Yeah, so when you cross over, you get to remember everything, past lives, this life, everything. So you do get to remember everything, and then you get to see your loved one still. Like you can still like he'll still pop in once in a while.
Yeah.
But with spirit guides, they do a thing called bilocate, so they can
Yeah.
actually be in two places at once.
Oh, wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So like when I'm doing readings, Anna will be in the Hall of Records, going through the person's chart, telling me what's in the person's chart.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing I hear from people is that when someone they love pass over, they just want to know, they want to hear that person, they want to know what that person was thinking or how they feel, or they just want to, I think it puts people at ease. It gives people a sense of serenity, just to know, one, that they're in a better place, two, that they're still around, that reassurance. I think people as earthlings, we still want that reassurance that they're close by because we love them so much, even though they're in a better place and they're not suffering and they're probably having a grand old time wherever they are. We as humans, I think, just want to hold on. We're like selfish beings in a sense, I guess, because of our emotions.
Yeah, well, I love you brought up the word selfish because that's literally what grief is, and I'm not saying that in a bad way because I do grief still too, but people grieve because we're selfish because we want them here. We're selfish enough to want them back. So that's what grief is. It is selfish. I don't care that they were sick. They were fine here, but in reality, we want them over there. We want them healthy, It works like that. I find it very interesting too when people like I used to be one of those people. When we hold on to material things, I'm fine with like I still have my Grandpa Quackenbush's jacket that hangs in my living room closet as if he's here visiting. Like I still have that. But I used to have a lot of his stuff because I was grieving so badly from his death. And one day I just woke up going, nope, and I threw it all out. I didn't need it anymore. But the spirit doesn't want us to keep it anyways, because everything here is temporary. Everything here is temporary. And they always say, like, let's say you have a loved one that enjoyed their ring so much, it was one of their favorite rings. They can look at their finger and it shows up. And they have copies of it on their side. So they don't need what we have here. So we don't either.
Wow, that's pretty deep. It makes us, too bad if everybody could connect to the other world, the other side, our spirit world, and they could take that knowledge and they could apply it to their earthling life, how different people would be and the way they perceive, the way they act, if they could just take what the other side tries to promote, it's pretty amazing, But you also, I you tell me about the book because you have a best-selling book and I want to know more about it. Like, tell me about it. I'm so proud. I'm so excited for you.
So with the book Global Conscious Entrepreneurs, it is and I'm actually working on my own personal book right now, but it was with Marie Diamond. I had the opportunity, and what this book is 49 different authors are in there, and each one of us have a chapter in the book and our picture and our information and contact and everything. And what it is about our stories and how we became who we are and why we want to continue to transform this world. So it's very beautiful, empowering. There's so many different stories in there. Like, as me as a psychic medium, there's some feng shui practitioners, there's energy people and other people that have different gifts and stuff like that. So I find it so interesting on how the world came together for this book. And Marie actually wrote three of them. The first one I did with her, which became number one bestseller in 8 countries, with obviously the other 46 people, well, yeah, 47 people. But then she made two other ones that are different colored to continue to the global knowledge on who's out there to help people. That's why she did what she did. So it's very interesting. I was very blessed, and like I said, I'm working on one now. I actually have another book out that's on Amazon, but it's a workbook that I'm just it's just one of those things of like I wanted to make it for people. Here it is. And it's actually about the three Lux. It's called Taking It Back, and it's a simple guide to take back your life. And each section is about the three Lux and a small story about that luck. And then there's three things in each luck that you can do to start transforming
I like that.
that.
And what is
Yeah.
it called? What's the title of it?
Taking It Back, A Simple Guide to Start Transforming Your Life. by Christopher Stilson. It's on Amazon. It was
Excellent.
just one of those simple little workbooks, and it
Yeah.
has obviously it has blank paper where you write in it, obviously, and things like that.
Right. Oh,
Yeah.
excellent. I love it. And this book that you're working on, is it probably going to be released next year, or when are you plan to have it ready?
I'm hoping this year.
Oh, good.
We are in the year of the Wooden Dragon, which I'm super excited for through the Chinese New Year, which is interesting because tomorrow is the Lunar New Year. So I'm happy I'm doing this podcast with you today. But as the Wooden Dragon, because each year a new animal will come in, and this year will be the year of the Wooden Dragon, which hasn't happened in 60 years.
Oh, wow.
So this is the year of the Wooden Dragon. And I'm a rooster in Chinese zodiac. So whatever animal you are, and whatever animal comes in will be a prediction of your life.
Oh.
And actually, this year is supposed to bring me fame and success. So I want to use that energy and get that book out there.
Oh, I love it. This is exciting. Oh my goodness. Oh, I love it. I love it. So we're going to keep an eye out on that because I definitely want to see a copy when it's published, and I'm sure lots of
Yeah.
people listening to this is going to want to see a copy as well. Now, where can people find you on the website?
www.christopherstilson.com is my website. It has all the other information on there right now. We are tweaking it up now. I have a person working on the website to launch the new website soon. So if you go on there now, possibly you may see the old one. The new one will be about the Lux and things like that.
Very cool.
So I'm excited about that. And then of course it's going to have my Facebook on there and things like that too.
Now, like to take away before we go, like if you had to take away and emphasize a couple of important things from everything we talked about, what would you like to emphasize to the listeners and how, make them, kind of focus on some of the important factors that we've talked about?
One thing would probably be the fact that I always tell people, be in tuned, allow yourself to relax enough to be guided by spirit, because that is the most important thing here, to allow yourself to be in the way of this direction for myself, this direction for myself. Because if you're not, then everything just seems chaotic and we feel depressed and anxiety and stress.
Yeah.
And then of course, make sure you work on your lucks, change your luck, change your life. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. And before we go, tell everybody one more time, tell them your website. I want to make sure they hear it.
www.christopherstilson.com.
Oh, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been I've just enjoyed it, and you are just an amazing person. And I hope that you'll be on the show soon, and we could have, talk about more topics and talk about different energies and the spiritual world and how people can incorporate that in their lives. Because I think a lot of people want to incorporate it in their lives, and I think some people are a little cynical, but they have to, if we can open their mind and broaden their, their, I call it the little gray box, and because I think there are a lot of people that do want to connect to the spiritual world, or they do want to connect to loved ones, but then, they're in that gray box,
Yeah.
and sometimes just by listening to people and just, and hearing others talk, maybe we can get them out of that gray box a little bit and get them to kind of endure different things and maybe change their lives.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely.
Well, Christopher, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I've enjoyed this, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too.